Hello, this is Sherry Morgan, and I am an executive management consultant that often provides board leadership education and development, C-suite interim leadership, and executive consulting for healthcare organizations. That these organizations usually want to transform strategically and improve their business and clinical operations. Today, I've been asked to give you an overview of effective board governance. And the key here is understanding good governance, really, and the role of the board member. So let's begin. What I hope you learn today is this: only when the board's focus on the right things and is effective in what it does can it really provide the necessary leadership that assures the ongoing viability of the organization so it can fulfill its mission. Let's look at three of these vital things. The board assures the ongoing viability of the organization so it can fulfill its mission. And it does this by establishing policies, making significant and strategic decisions, and by providing oversight. Through these actions, the board can assure good governance, which is really a downward extension of the ownership rather than an upward extension of management. What do I mean by that? The board's role is truly to represent the owners on behalf of the organization, and they are not responsible for the management of the organization. We're going to speak to that a little bit more clearly as I go through this presentation. Governance, in a nutshell, can be described in these three bullets, I think. The purpose of the board is to ensure accountability in and for the organization that it governs. Accountability, we're going to look at specifically and how they do that. Governance allows a board, on behalf of the people it represents, to ensure that an organization achieves what it should and avoids what is unacceptable or what it should not do. And remember, I said the board is the agent of the owners, and they work for them, while the CEO is the agent of the board and works for the board as a whole. As I mentioned on the previous slide, there are really three primary roles that provide good governance, and this is what a board's primary responsibilities are about. The first is to establish policies, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. The second is to make significant and strategic decisions, and we're going to look at that. And third, the board's role is to oversee, and as I said before, to not manage the organization's activity. Let's look at the importance of establishing policies. What do we mean by policies? Well, effective execution of policy is necessary, actually, to fulfill the other two roles that I mentioned. Policies define the focus, and they differentiate responsibilities between the board and management. The key here is effective policies describe what is important. They provide an overview of what is important for the organization to fulfill its mission and purpose. But policies also provide a balance of control and empowerment for the board and the management staff. Establishing policies provides the organization's leadership with clarity to lead effectively. By defining the focus and differentiating responsibilities of the board and management. The key here is that well-written policies lead to more efficient board functioning. They also lead to efficient management of the organization or its operations. It is vital that the board establish the values and perspectives for the organization's direction and then leave policy implementation to management. Let's look a little bit more about how to establish policies. Remember, we said that effective policies describe what is important. Therefore, the essence of any organization lies in what it believes and what it values. The works, rather than the words, are a telling testament to the organization's beliefs. The framework of values and perspectives determine the specific decisions and behaviors of the organization in the face of very specific facts. It really provides the direction. Because policies permeate and dominate all aspects of organizational life, they represent the most powerful lever for the exercise of leadership, and they do so by the values and beliefs that they espouse. You may be familiar with policies and procedures. You may have heard those terms. The difference that I'm speaking to here is this. The governing board provides the overview, the oversight, by describing the what or the policies. The organization's operational leadership will then develop specific procedures that will define how those policies will be carried out. Let's look at the second role of the board. The second role is to make significant and strategic decisions. Board decision-making involves making choices about the organization's vision, its mission, and more specifically, its strategies. Boards make decisions about issues that are strategic and significant, such as whether to enter an affiliation agreement with another organization, but they do not manage the operations. You probably have heard a common theme so far in several slides that I've reviewed here. The key is good boards stay out of operations. They do not micromanage the leaders, the CEO, and his executive team, but they provide direction. They do not manage. They are responsible, though, for the development of the strategic plan. In other words, they make sure that one is developed. And again, because the board is responsible for clarifying the what is important for the organization, strategic themes provide those that direction. And this is part of how they provide oversight for its implementation. Again, management will be implementing the strategic plan, but the board provides the direction and the oversight for making sure that it is implemented. As decision makers, boards should delegate all non-governance types of decisions, which are operations, to management. And if they do so, they would be very wise. Let's talk a little bit more about the details around how boards make significant and strategic decisions. Many leading experts in governance speak to two basic types of decisions in governance. They call these ends and means. Let's look at what I mean by this. Every organizational decision or action that describes the effect to be produced or the what by the organization for an intended recipient outside of the organization is an ends decision. And I'm going to give you some examples here in a second. Therefore, ends are simply the designation of organizational results, who gets the results, and the worth or value of the results with no contamination by means or methods used to achieve or support them. It can be very easy for any leader to mistake busyness with effective leadership. Boards are responsible for assuring that the right decisions are made, that these decisions are tied to fulfilling the mission of the organization, as I spoke about just a few seconds ago. The bottom line is the board should avoid activities that do not assure the provision of the right results for the right people at the right worth or value. And again, another way to say this is to beware of busyness that is not tied to mission. Again, more on how to make significant and strategic decisions. Ends address what an organization is for, not what it does. Let me give you an example. An ends decision expressed by a college or university might be that the students will have the skills and capabilities necessary for success when they graduate. Or the ends expressed by a hospital might be that the patients are healed or their disease state has improved when they are discharged. So the ends to be achieved answer the questions, what should the results be? How will our business affect the world? They describe an effect on whole populations or to specific outcomes for patients, students, etc. Means, on the other hand, address how the organization does X, Y, or Z in the business it's in. So, governance, finance, human resources, marketing, and all other organizational actions, including programs and services, are means to achieving your ends. They're the how. Let's talk about oversight, the third role of the board. Oversight is an important function, but boards must remember that the organization is theirs to oversee, not to manage. I said it again. The common theme is very important. I want you to understand this. Some boards cross the line and they try to involve themselves in management. Many of us could get really excited about, we recognize a crisis and we think immediately we've got to jump in the boat and solve it. That's not the board's role. Before your board hops into the rescue helicopter and jumps in the ocean, it's wise to ask a few questions. When you are tempted to manage in what you think is a crisis, first ask about the nature of the situation. Identify if it's related to the specific board jobs. If it's not related to ownership linkage, to policy development, or more monitoring organizational performance by the way they make decisions and the oversight, then it's an operational issue, and it's the domain of the CEO and his executive team. It is not for the board to solve. Nevertheless, in the oversight role, the board is legally responsible as a whole for everything that happens within the organization. The key here is individual board members can make decisions and discuss their perspective inside the boardroom. But once those decisions have been made and agreed to by the board as a whole, even if they don't agree with the outcomes outside the boardroom as a whole, everyone needs to give the same message. And that is that we as a board made a decision as a whole for these things to happen. So we said, how do boards provide oversight? The organization's oversight is often fulfilled through board committees. They play an important role in the governance process. And most organizations will have several different types of board committees, marketing committees, finance committees, ethics committees. And as a board member, you're often recruited to fulfill a critical board committee function. It's useful also as a board to periodically review the structure and functions of the committees and to ensure that everyone knows what to expect from them. Usually board members will chair specific committees and then act as a delegate of the entire board to go off and do some kind of a project around the committee's structure and purpose. And then they will bring that purpose back, the work that they've done, back to the whole board and report out. In essence, the board has done its job in these functional areas, as I gave your example of finance or marketing or ethics or legal action, but they're carrying out their oversight through a committee structure, and then they bring that back to the whole board for final recommendations and decisions. So what does oversight really mean? Well, as an individual board member, you must understand that you have no authority over the organization and that no one who works in the organization works for you. Again, the board has authority only as a whole. Therefore, you must always have one united voice outside the boardroom. Why is governance important? Why do we make such a big deal over it? Governance is fundamental to ongoing viability of the organization you are the member, board member for. Organizations often fail because of problems at the governance level. It's not always poor leadership in the operational areas, but often weaknesses in the board themselves. Ineffective governance compromises the ability of the management to succeed. especially if they want to micromanage. Effective governance, in contrast, greatly assists the organization because it provides the direction for success. So, what does effective governance look like? I think there's a few really critical characteristics. First of all, a board needs to figure out how to be efficient. They must be very efficient in carrying out their duties. They also should allow a very respectful conflict of ideas inside the boardroom. In other words, board members are recruited for the skill sets and the knowledge that they have, and they're expected to argue their points and to flush out through effective conflict the ideas that they have. Effective governance is also simple, focused, integrated, and very synergistic. It exhibits good outcomes, it preserves community assets, and it actually leads to enjoyment and personal reward for the individual board members. They feel like they're providing value, and we hope they are. So let's just recap. Effective board leadership, what does it look like? So what is my job as a board member? Again, we started with three major roles. The job of a board member is to establish policies that make a difference, to make significant and strategic decisions through strategic planning, clearly define the ends and means along with the objectives, and last but not least, to manage oversight, but not to manage the organization's activity, and to do so as one united voice outside of the boardroom. I hope this presentation has been helpful to you. I want to thank you for your attention, and you can contact me at sherrymorganllc@gmail.com. Remember these final thoughts. Inside the boardroom, you are obligated to support the legitimacy of board decisions that you agree and disagree with. This is where you provide the most value as a strategic thinker who promotes the well-being of the company. However, outside the boardroom, there can be no more independent discussions with non-board members regarding the decisions that have been made. You must stand as one united voice on the decisions that were made within the boardroom. Again, boards have authority only as a whole, not as individual board members. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's what I was saying. So tell me what you're thinking that would be an add-on or different, because okay. Okay. No, that's fine. I actually see it a lot. It's very common, which is why I made it such a strong theme. So let me think here a second. I mean, so let's just talk this out a little bit. When board members, so for example, many organizations, many CEOs think the board chairman is their boss. And the board chairman is not their boss. The board as a whole is his boss. Okay. So, but there are many board chairmen out there that really don't understand that. And so they get in the weeds of operation and they recommend how operations should be run. And that's where it gets really mucky, and it's unethical, and it's not a legal process. So some of the roles of the board, I mean, I could expand it. I was afraid I would go too long. If you want me to expand it, I can expand lots of stuff. But I don't want to go too long. So, no, I can absolutely do that. I didn't want to go too long because you said you wanted 30 minutes and I was trying to, usually it's about, you know, a minute and a half to 2 minutes a slide. So I was kind of going with the minute and a half and thinking I was going to go over a little bit. Because I didn't want to go over 30 minutes because you asked me, right? I have lots of stories. I mean, are there other, why don't I think about this since I have more time and maybe there's other things I can expand to. I think I wanted to stick with the 3 points and I picked the 3 most important points. I mean, there's additional roles and responsibilities on 3 of the board. There are, but I picked the big ones. Okay. Because I think it can get, like you said, you wanted to tell them, you know, 3 and then tell them and then tell them what you told them. So I did, right? But I mean, I could add that or I could just try to, I could just go back through and kind of come up with about 10 more minutes of stories if you want me to do that.
No.
Right. I think you're absolutely correct. So like when I do remember when I told you I did this for a school in the summer, a 4-hour morning, we had breaks and stuff, but I did lots of stories. Now we did more than just this but we started off with this and I did lots of stories, but I did it relative to their organization. So it was very specific. So but I could go back and do some, you know, a couple stories. I mean, I absolutely could do that. I think we need to keep it simple because otherwise it's dry as can be. And people need to walk away with, I think you were right on, you know, the top 3 things a board member should do. And I hit on the things that were really, really important for if you were going to decide whether or not you wanted to be a board member. And the key things that you should know, I mean, every organization should have board member training. You know, most of them don't, but they should. And they should also do an annual review of themselves each year. I mean, those are things like that, too. So I was trying to give, considering our audience, you know, people that may or may not have been a board member before, right? What do I need to know in an overview of what governance is that my role is, right? So that's what I was trying to do. Right. All right. Well, let me think of some stories and play them out with some slides, and then I can tell you where we can insert them if you want to do that.
That works.
Well, what I was thinking is let me go away and think about it and then come back and do it at a different time, like not tonight. So I'd rather think about it because, again, when I do this, Mike, it's very specific and tailored to the organization. And I need to come up with some good examples that anybody could understand as a generalist. I gave two examples for hospitals and schools, you know, a little bit. I didn't want to like get into the weeds of it. I mean, I could have done a lot more of that too, but I'm trying to keep it kind of general. Well, I mean, I'm okay with this because I think it's simple and it's a lot of new terms, but I do agree with you that stories are very powerful and they help people remember things. And I use them every time I teach this. I was afraid I was trying to keep it to 30 minutes. And when I did this before, it was about 22 minutes. And so I figured, well, I probably should leave it the way it is. I'll go away and think about it, and we can schedule something maybe next week. You want to just set something up for like Monday or Tuesday? Not Monday. Can we do it Tuesday? Tuesday's the only day I could do it next week, honestly. Okay. Because Wednesday I'm flying home and I'm going out of town. And then Monday night I get here it's probably going to be too late Monday night by the time I get in here and get settled. All right, let's just do that. I'll send you some slides. I'll think about it and I'll script it out and tell you where I think it fits. Okay, and then you can decide.